thank you guys for that. The man who would preside over the county court, he'd be the
world judge.
And what about a person in school, say, someone who started out to elementary school, you'd say he's a
teacher?
Or somebody going, you'd call him a
student.
What about when he gets older, would you still just call him a student all along?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman employed by a businessman, maybe to look after his correspondence and time.
Secretary.
And say one that would appear on the woman who appears in movies, TV shows, she's a
actor.
And if you can talk about your nationality, you might tell somebody, well, I'm not a Canadian, I'm a
American.
What would be the usual term that you would hear for black people, colored people?
Negro.
And what about for somebody of our race? What would you call him? The union term that you...
Well, he's the white race, but you can use other terms.
Yes. Now, what about a term that you might have for white people who aren't well off, or especially ones that won't work much and maybe not a very good character? Any term that you use to apply to them?
Hurts me.
Lazy.
But to me, that's a lot of it.
Have you ever heard other people call someone like that a trash, anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Trash. What did they mean pretty much by that? Just
he was just low down and just didn't care.
Yes.
Try to.
A couple of terms that you sometimes hear, the term cracker. Do you ever hear that term much around here? Cracker is used to apply.
Oh, Georgia cracker.
What about the term Hoosier? Do you ever hear that?
Hoosier, Indiana.
Oh,